This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're perfect, all the praise. We come to you, humble ourselves, and lift up our hands. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Have me behind Calvary's cross, anointed with the clay. Use me for the Father God for our glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Lord, we ban up all technical difficulties, anything. Don't try to hinder the word of God from going forth here this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, praise God. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, and we'll be looking at verse 11 through 13, and also Ephesians 1 and 18. And the word of God reads in Romans 13, verse 11 through 13. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near. Than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the whole armor of God, of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. In Ephesians 1 verse 18, the word of God reads, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, with what are the riches of his glory, inheritance in the saints. Just for the next few minutes, I ask you to pray for me and with me, hallelujah. As we get into the word of God, we thank God for having this opportunity to come before you and bring forth the word of God. We're going to be talking about church. We need a spiritual awakening. Church, we need a spiritual awakening. We as believers of Christ should make prayer and witnessing for Christ a priority in life. Awakening are usually preceded by a time of spiritual depression, gross sin, in which a majority of would-be Christians are hardly different from the group or members of secular society and the church of saints to be asleep. I'm going to say that again. Church, we need a spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening are usually preceded by a time of spiritual depression, apathy, and gross sin, in which a majority of would-to-be Christians are hardly different from the members of secular society and the churches seems to be asleep. As we look around us today in the year of 2020, even though we may be involved in a quarantine, a pandemic that is taking place, we are mindful of the condition of the church. Yes, the church, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the people in the building, the people that label themselves Christians. We are at a place even now where God has focused his attention on everyone individually. First, to take and examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. When an individual or small group of God's people become conscious of their sin and backsliding condition and vows to forsake all, that is displeasing when an individual or small group of God's people become conscious of their sin and their backslidden condition, and they vow to forsake all, that is displeasing to God. Church, we need a spiritual awakening in the days that we are living in. People of God, prepare for a spiritual awakening. Prepare for an awareness that God may use new people, new methods, and new ideas to spread the same gospel message. God is waiting for those of us in the church to courageously confess our sins and to stand on the gospel message once again. To be not just hearers of the word, but to be doers of God's word. Church, we need a spiritual awakening. The question may be asked, what is a true spiritual awakening? It is when God has free course to speak into our lives, and there is no resistance to his voice. Believers of Christ, when God's word is spoken and there is a heart open to him without doubting and resisting, the miraculous begins to happen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, it says, hallelujah, these days that we are living in, we see where people having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, we must turn away because it has no true entertaining power in it. It is a religion of self, which will be the religion of the last days. And indeed, we are living in the last days in 2020. It will not be the voice of God that they will be hearing, but rather of unintelligent speech and no power to change. We as a church need a spiritual awakening, because only when the voice of God speaks is there creative power. So many people, hallelujah, that claims to be Christian, that claims to be believers of Christ, they have lost their way in their walk with the Lord, that they are no longer aware of what God can do in their lives. That's a bad position to find oneself in. Yes, the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, it reminds us. Here, the Apostle John writes about the way to true spiritual awakening. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Then the apostle John continues and said that he knew Jesus and walked with him. Jesus had opened his heart to the love of God and described John as a disciple whom Jesus loved. John's openness to God's love, it broke all resistance to his spirit and mind so that he was able to receive revelation about God. Also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, it says that through faith we understand that the worlds were formed and framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Yes, church, we need a spiritual awakening at this hour. Again, today in 2020, people are being captivated by the empty words of ministers that are lost, of ministers that are not speaking the truth, of ministers who want their money and their admiration. Today, there is no limit to the unintelligent speech going on in our society. Yes, people is drawn by things that is not the truth, but they are believing the falseness instead of truth. They are believing the spirit of error instead of the spirit of truth. You see, the word of God says that the last days are going to be characterized by fleshly wise and wisdom with spiritually unintelligent speech. Here in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves quick destruction, and many shall follow their wicked ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingered not, and their damnation slumbered not. There are teachers throughout history and in all, even in our generation, who have cast off the absolute right of Jesus in order to have complete ownership of those who are rightfully Christ's. In other words, there are false teachers who will deny the law that brought them out. Oh yes, they might profess his name, but they will deny his lordship. You see, that's why the word says, not everyone that says Lord, Lord, is of God. They will deny the fact that Jesus Christ has the sole authority to speak into their lives and to govern them. Church, more than ever, we need a spiritual awakening. again, believers of Christ, remember that these last times, these last days that we are living in, that people will be captivated by the empty words spoken by those false teachers and leaders of the gospel who want their money and their admiration, who wants to lead them astray, who wants to, hallelujah, edify self, who wants to point people to themselves instead of pointing people to the Lord of love and the King of kings. Yes, I'm talking about Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm talking about the one that is a trailblazer for the beginning of Christianity. In 2 Peter, verse 19, it says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servant of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome of the same as he brought into bondage. Also here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, it clearly states, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Here is a caution statement that has been given by the Word of God to let us know through Timothy, through Paul, encouraging the young preacher by the name of Timothy, his spiritual son, to let him know that there will be false teachers that's having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. You see, we have to be careful, brothers and sisters in Christ. The Word of God says, let's try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it is of God or not. Just because somebody says that they are a Christian, just because somebody says they are a man or woman of God, you still have to be cautious. Hallelujah. Make sure that you get that witness in your spirit name. Make sure that the Spirit of the Lord quickened to you. Oh, that's why we have to have a deep spirit of discernment so that we can discern what is of God and what is not of God. That's why we got to get into the Word of God by ourselves to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. That's why we got to get into a time of prayer and fasting, praying, getting in our secret closet, talking to God, having a little talk with Jesus, praying in secret so that God will reward us openly, having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the false teachers, false leaders, because they will take on a form of lightness, outer religionists that have no true inner changing power. It will be a religion of self-will, will be the religion of the last days. It will not be the voice of God, but rather an intelligent speech. Yes, we are experiencing it right now. People is drawn to teachers that will motivate them, that will captivate them, that will give them, hallelujah, that will entice them, send goosebumps down their spine. 3-minute sermon, hallelujah. They are moved by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They are moved by self-will and self-made religion and rules. But here the Apostle Paul, he says that they will be turned from the truth. Yes, people of flocking going to and fro, seeking preachers that will preach to them what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. That will, hallelujah, tell them it's not, it's false and false, it's true. Will lead them astray. Won't give them the word. They will turn the word of truth into fables, stories, and words of no profit. All these words can do is cause men or women to try to turn, to form themselves into something that looks like God. Instead of coming to the Lord boldly, they will come forth looking on the other things, like statues, looking on the other things, hallelujah, to fill the void that they have in the inside that only the Spirit of the Lord can fill. There will be no power, no power to change, because only where the voice of God speaks is there creative power. In other words, faith is not exercised. Faith is not available. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, how can they believe if they haven't heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's sent by God? Oh, how beautiful is the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings. Yes, we are living in the last of the last days. We are living in a time where we must get busy about our Father's business. We must work while it is day, because night comes when no man can work. We, the church, the true believers of Christ, we have to shake it off, rise up, and shine again for the glory of God. To allow God to come into our lives, to allow the Spirit of the Lord to bring us to a place where we can totally and truly examine and see if we're in the faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must seek him while he may be found. We must draw near to him. As we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. When we church, the true church of the living God, the believers of Christ that know the Lord. Bible says that my sheep hears my voice, and no other will they follow. We got to look on to Jesus, the one that is able. Like Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Church, we need a spiritual awakening at this hour. Only God can help us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yes, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah
Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, you provide everything that I need, Jehovah Nissi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, we praise the Lord because of who he is. He is God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Yes, the God that we serve, he is a spirit. and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We serve a God that sits high, but look at us, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful tonight. Amen. That God still has everything in control. It may seem as if, hallelujah, everything is out of whack, but if we just stand in faith, stretch out in faith, believe in God, believe that he neither slumber nor sleep, believe that he's able to step in and turn things around in our favor. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that at any time he can step in, amen, and hallelujah, and just turn everything completely around. Every foundation of an hour is being shaken from the White House all the way to our house, even in the church house. But God is still able. He's not caught by surprise. No, he can make a way out of no way. All we got to do is give it to him. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking about church. We need a spiritual awakening. Only man was created with a will to resist God. The word of God gives life. Oh, yes, the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down to the content of the heart. Here the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As a new creature, we are filled with new life. Hallelujah. A new believer in Christ clearly understands what is of God and what is not of God. He or she knows the voice of God. Jesus reminds us by saying that my sheep knows my voice, and they will follow me, and no man will be able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, the word life means Zoe, means the highest and best, which is what Christ is. The word of God said in John 10:10, that a thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So in Christ is everything. In Christ is everything you, as a child of God, will ever inspire. You will not find it in religion. You will not find it in self-effort or in trying to prop yourself or pump yourself as a better person. Everything you have ever longed for is found in Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Again, only man can resist God. We need a spiritual awakening. Here in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, here John witnessed firsthand the power. John and the rest of the disciples witnessed at first hand the power in the word that Jesus spoke when he told the disciples. When the disciples found themselves in the midst of a terrible storm on the Sea of Galilee, and the same day when the evening was come, he, Jesus, said unto them, the disciples, let us cross over onto the other side. And when they had roared out, or they were sent out, the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat it into the ship that they were in, so that it was almost full. And Jesus was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, unto the waves, Peace, be still. And the winds did cease, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Yes, again, brothers and sisters of Christ, that only man was created with a will to resist God. But nature itself cannot resist him. When God speaks, the wind had to get quiet and the waves had to be still. When Jesus spoke, think about it. Think about this for me, for another example in the Word of God. When Jesus arrives at the tomb of Lazarus, his friend, and he stood in despite of all the unbelief that was all around him. He cried out. He told them to remove the stone. And then he cried out and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound up from head to toe. Jesus said, Loose him and let him go. And when he spoke, the dead man came out, who heard him, and he came forth. You see, God is the God of the impossible, and he is able to change your life with just one word. Yes, God's word is powerful. You remember in the book of Genesis when the Bible says that the earth was void and without form, God spoke the word in darkness and said, Let there be light, and light manifests itself. So God's word have created power. God's word is spirit and truth. So church, we need a spiritual awakening. Jesus told those that was in the temple what God the Father had sent him to do. Here in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, it says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, brothers and sisters, in Christ, Jesus, he had come for those who are spiritually poor in order to open up the treasures of God's light to them, to take away the poverty out of their thinking and to take them out of a place where they believe that nothing would ever change. Have you been in that situation before? Well, Jesus is here. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he came to set the captive free. He came to open up the eyes of those that were blind, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus, he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Jesus said, again, I have come to heal the broken heart of those who have had some type of experience in their lives that had damaged them and who believe that they are always going to be under the influence of that hurtful experience. See, Jesus said, I have come to speak hurtful experience and to say, peace, be still, to stop the ruin of that thing in your life, to stop those waves of sorrow from rolling over and over in your mind. Jesus said that I've come to put an end to it. If you will just listen to my voice, I have come to preach deliverance to the captive, to every sexually addicted person, to every drug addicted person, to every alcoholic, to every immoral person, to everyone who is captivated by something of the flesh and of the mind. I have come to put a stop to those things that have dominated your life. Jesus also said that I have come to give sight to those who are spiritually blind, to those who are just as it was at the time of creation, before the voice of God begin to speak. Yes, there's a type of God that we serve. When God came and there was no light, no hope, just darkness upon the face of the deep, Jesus said, I have come to open up your spiritual eyes to the reality that God has come and his mercy is now yours as a child of his. We have the freedom of Christ, which can be obtained by faith, and you can be saved from your sin, your personal sin. The chains of hell can be broken from your life. You can also become a new creature in Christ. Yes, church, we need a spiritual awakening in this hour. We need to come back to the foot of the cross, pen of our sins. We need to, if we fall short, we need to come back to God and ask him to have mercy. 1 John 1:9 says, that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. here in the word of God, it says in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. You see, the word glory here means to be brought to the reputation where the testimony of Christ in you is seen by men. Yes, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, God is saying, child of God, I have not called you just to survive. I have called you to be a wonder in your generation, that men will look at you and will have to acknowledge that I am alive because of our lifestyle. Our audio is lining up. Our video is lining up with our audio. So this is a blessing in itself. Believer of Christ, God is also saying that I've called you to virtue. See, the word virtue, it means have an excellency of God revealed in the work of salvation. God has called you as a child of his to moral excellency and right standing. I have called, God have called you to be awakened to the fact that I am able to call you out of darkness and into the marvelous light of who I am. You will no longer walk around like the rest of society, dependent on their circumstances. No, you are called to a deeper life than death. You are called to a deeper walk with Christ. So God's word has great and precious promises. Bible says, was not to be weary in well-doing, because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promise. In Ephesians 1, verse 13, it says that after you trust in Christ, salvation, you are sealed, or were sealed, with the Holy Spirit of promise. Yes, child of God, God have given you promises in his word. The word of God is not something that we, as believers of Christ, just open up and read just to pass the time, or to just fulfill our spiritual obligation. No, the word in the Bible are not just a historical account of God. No, it is our life. Believers of Christ, it is the voice of God speaking to you. Every word of God that is spoken to you by the power of the Holy Ghost is yours. It's yours to accept. It's yours to believe. It's yours to stand in the gap. Believe in God for the manifestation of his word to come true in your life. So, child of God, with the power of Christ within you, you have the ability to receive these promises and to be changed into the divine nature of God, which is within you. The Holy Spirit is the evidence of God that every promise given to you is in his word and will be made a reality in your life. So, church, we need a spiritual awakening at this hour. Understand this, believer of Christ, that it is the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal His word to you. If you read it with an open and honest heart, it is God's word that is an intelligent, a speech. What God speaks has the power to create and recreate life in you. Remember this, believer of Christ, just like the universe obeyed when God spoke, you must choose to believe and to not resist the word of God. God is looking for an obedient heart. It was only a whisper of God's word that brought Elijah out of self-destruction and into a place of a fulfilling life. That's how powerful God's word is. Only a whisper is necessary. Only a sweet pounce in the morning as we seek His face, as we get into the word by ourselves, as we open up God's word, it can change the course of our life during that day. Yes, church, we need a spiritual revival, personally as well as collectively, here this day, this night, and forevermore. Precious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall endure forever and ever. Yes, we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that knows us all by name and the very hairs on our head. So we know according to the teaching and that. So people of God, let us prepare ourselves for a spiritual awakening, preparing ourselves for an awareness that God may use new people, new methods, and new ideas to spread the same gospel message that we have heard, hallelujah, since the beginning of time. The same gospel message that He have commissioned us to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Go beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the hour. Quit putting off today. Quit putting off today what you can do. Instead, putting it off until tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's just simple for you to come to Him, repent of your sin, and now is the fact that you're a sinner. Now is the fact that you need Him like never before. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need within our lives. We serve a God that loves us, a God that is willing to help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Yes, God is good, and worthy to be praised. If you would like to contact us, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. That is the way that you can contact us. Send us your prayer, send us your prayer requests. Hallelujah. Lord, lay it upon your heart to send us a, to send a love offering. We are open to it. We will pray for you, asking you to support the Lord, the Spirit move you to support us, the Word, to fund the vision with us, to uplift the name of Jesus. Be obedient to what He said from this night forward, in Jesus' name. Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers on this Sunday, Jesus tearing God's will. But hallelujah. Have a safe and a safe weekend. And we just thank God again for everything He has said and do. We thank Him because He is a good God. And we thank Him tonight for having this opportunity again to come before you to bring forth His word in spirit and in truth. On the behalf of myself, Dudley Tebow, and Providence Lisa Tebow, we just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, locally as well as globally, throughout the land, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast this evening. We hope that you are also acknowledging that today is Juneteenth, the celebration of the freedom from slavery for blacks in 1865 on this day. Finally, the news 2 years late reached Texas. So the nation is moved for national recognition of this day. If you have comments, if you have questions, if you have topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to contact us by writing to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be joyful. Know that God loves you, and so do we. The Lord willing, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family, and we look forward to having you and being with you again on Tuesday. God bless.